From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on the international community to work urgently to ensure that nuclear weapons do not get into the hands of terrorists. As VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas reports, Mr. Obama closed his fourth and final nuclear security summit Friday without meeting a key goal to secure the world's vulnerable nuclear materials.
President Obama says the summit resulted in important commitments by more than 50 nations to improve nuclear security. But with terror groups like Islamic State bent on obtaining nuclear materials, their work is far from done.
No terrorist group has yet succeeded in getting their hands on a nuclear device. Our work here will help ensure that we're doing everything possible to prevent that.
27 nations and Interpol agreed to take action to prevent so-called insider threats, or threats by personnel with access to nuclear and radiological materials. North Korea's nuclear and long-range missile tests were a key focus of the talks. Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea called for strict enforcement of tough new UN sanctions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
North Korea has begun jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communication and navigation systems. And it said it is blocking a number of popular websites. Pyongyang has been sending signals from ground-based transmitters on frequencies that overlap those used by GPS satellites. So the jamming did not cause any significant widespread effect. However, GPS problems were reported by more than 50 airliners flying over the South Korean peninsula, and they evidently affected hundreds of South Korean fishing boats. This is VOA News. The United States says it has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group in a drone strike in Somalia. U.S. defense and Somalian government officials say Hassan Ali Dore led a team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was on the Somalian government's most wanted list for attacks in Mogadishu. At the Pentagon, Press Secretary Peter Cook confirmed the U.S. carried out the airstrike Thursday in cooperation with Somali forces. He said Dore planned and led previous attacks that killed at least three Americans and that he was suspected of plotting further attacks against U.S. citizens in the East African country. The UN Refugee Agency is calling for safeguards before refugees and migrants are deported from Greece to Turkey, as required under a deal reached with the European Union. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR says safety measures must be taken to ensure that the human rights of all those returned are protected.
The UN Refugee Agency says many of the necessary safeguards are lacking. The agency reports 51,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece, 5,000 are on the islands, and the rest on the mainland. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming notes on the island of Lesbos, some 2,300 refugees and migrants are crammed into a detention center meant to hold 2,000 people.
People are sleeping in the open, and food supply is insufficient, and anxiety and frustration are widespread.
She says uncertainty, lack of information, and the limited capacity of Greek authorities to register asylum claims are creating a chaotic situation throughout the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control said the United States needs funding to protect Americans against the Zika virus. Dr. Tom Frieden told a summit on the Zika virus that the most urgent imperative is to reduce the risk to pregnant women and their developing fetuses.
If Zika behaves as chikungunya and dengue behaved, and that's a big if, we don't know if it will, we may see explosive spread in one area followed by a long period of lower level transmission.
The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to a birth defect called microcephaly in many Latin American and Caribbean countries. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 215,000 jobs in March while the unemployment rate increased. The Labor Department data shows the unemployment rate rose slightly to 5% as more Americans resumed their search for work. More than 8 million Americans are still unemployed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.